Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today we are at Channel Partners, and it is a bigger Channel Partners than last year. It is looking like it's going to be a real nice one. And we're speaking with Kristen Hogan, who is the Vice President of Collaboration Partner Sales. So, Kristen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Don. So awesome to be here and back with our partners in Vegas.
Isn't it?
It really feels good.
And there's no masks this year. Last year there were masks. No masks. That's great. It's awesome. Before we get started, Cisco is a huge company. Why don't you let our listeners know what portion of the company you really are working with and what you do in that sort of section?
Awesome, Don. So I've been at Cisco for almost a little over 18 years. A lot of different roles, a lot of different functions. Started my career in collaboration at Cisco. Did a couple year really exciting stint at Meraki, and then moved back over to collaboration at the start of 2021 to look after our global collaboration partner sales team. So here in Cisco Collab, focused on WebEx.
Cisco WebEx, it's growing like gangbusters from what I hear. And what are some of the latest developments? Because I know it's been around for a while, but can you tell us what's really starting to spark the interest in the product?
Yes, we have been very, very busy. So over 1,000+ and growing every day innovations over the past 18 months. A lot of that is coming through, we've been busy. A lot of organic internal innovation coupled with some really exciting acquisitions. A couple top of mind for me. So we acquired Babel Labs several months back. And what Babel Labs has done for our portfolio is through AI, really built in noise cancellation right into the WebEx meetings platform. Don, I can tell you as a mom of two and three dogs at home, it's been absolutely game-changing for me not to have to worry about those noisy kids and noisy dogs during meetings. So that was Babel Labs. We also acquired Slido, which is a polling technology that we've baked in right into WebEx to really drive up that audience engagement and participation. And then Socio, really changing the game in this hybrid world for best-in-class virtual events, really bridging that gap. It's the technology that bridges that gap between an amazing virtual meeting and in-person meeting in this hybrid world. And then last but not least, IMI Mobile, really built around customer engagement. And all of our customers have customers, and we want to change the game with our customers on how they interact with their customers with technologies like CPAD. So IMI Mobile is helping us get that done. We've been busy and we're just getting started.
Yeah, you've rattled off quite a few that sounded pretty interesting. Which is the real standout one that is the game changer? Which one do you really like?
You know, hard to pick one, again, over 1,000+, but I'd like to highlight one of our internal kind of organic innovations most recently is what we call WebEx Go. And amazing use case for our customers, and really, you know, back to kind of this hybrid world that we're living in, bridging the best of on-prem and in the cloud, and something that I know you and I have both experienced. We live with these devices, our mobile phones, and oftentimes our customers might have to have two of these phones, right? A mobile phone for personal use and a mobile phone for business use, or alternatively, maybe you have one mobile phone that you open your native dialer to make a personal call, and you go open a separate application to make a business call. What we've done with WebEx Go is turned this mobile device into a Cisco SIP registered endpoint. So it's just like another endpoint on the network. You go to that one native dialer and you're able to make and receive both personal calls and business calls. So calling your grandma is just as easy as calling your customer or your boss from one phone, one dialer. So pretty exciting stuff with WebEx Go.
That actually is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's
one of the markets that is really a growing, and I think a fast-growing market at this point. You've been dealing with the enterprise, large enterprise, for quite some time. The SMB has been sort of left behind in a lot of ways. So accessing the SMB market is a priority for WebEx, my understanding. How are you progressing here?
Absolutely amazing, and you nailed it. Fastest growing market for us, largest opportunity. And when I think about what we're doing there, it starts with having a set of products and a set of offers that is really custom built for that space. And back to all of that innovation we've done with the WebEx platform over the past couple of years, we've done just that. And we now have a platform from our WebEx Cloud Calling, WebEx Messaging, WebEx Meetings that's been custom built and the right solution for one user up to infinite number of users. So it starts with having that technology platform. And then from there, we have made massive strides to really simplify the whole process for both our customers and for our partners. We wanted to remove a lot of that friction and enable them to move fast and move really simply when selling to their customers down market. So lots of excitement down in that SMB space for us.
If you don't use the channel, you're not going to succeed with telephony.
Yeah.
It is the name of the game. So tell me more about the technology service brokers and how Cisco WebEx is working with them.
Love it. So first and foremost, Cisco is a channels-led, channels-first company. Our partners are at the heart of everything we build, every offer we create, everything we do here at Cisco, and particularly in Cisco WebEx. Traditionally, we have sold through that resale model. But as we look toward the future and look toward some pretty aggressive goals, we know we needed to do things a little bit differently and expand those routes to market beyond just our traditional resale route. So back in July of this year, we launched our agency route to market. We launched with Intellisys. We've recently expanded that new route to include Telarus. We launched with those folks back in March and super excited. It's unlocked a whole new set of partners for us to go work with and go evangelize WebEx alongside. But something else it did that I quite frankly didn't anticipate was back to that amazing, just a tremendous group of traditional resellers, it's given those partners a new way to transact with Cisco. And back to your prior question on what we're doing to really drive velocity down market, for our existing resellers, it's given them a choice of how to transact with smaller customers, oftentimes in a simpler and more profitable way. So we've seen a ton of early success, both with those new partners that we've acquired through those technology service brokers, along with just a newfound kind of reinvigoration with our existing partners down market. It's been really exciting, and we're just getting started.
So we're here at Channel Partners. WebEx is doing really great. What else are you showing at Channel Partners?
Yeah, you know, separate from some of our exciting technology, one of the things we're debuting here this week is our sustainability certification for our partners. And circular economy is something very important to Cisco. We have made a commitment to be carbon neutral by 2040. And beyond Cisco just doing what's right for the world, we've also heard loud and clear from our partners that many of their customer RFPs are now including asks around what our partners are doing for sustainability. So with this new certification, a couple of key components. Number one, it's a set of kind of enablement and education that our partners can put their sellers, engineers, and teams through. They earn a badge. A little exciting, we'll plant a tree in the honor of anyone who completes these exams and enablement. And then most importantly, by completing this sustainability certification, our partners unlock the ability to play in our new take back incentive. And what this does, you know, think about all of that, both Cisco and competitive hardware that's out in the world. Back to the theme of being a sustainable company, with this take back incentive, we really encourage our partners to go get that gear back, reduce, reuse, and recycle, and repurpose. And in turn, our partners can earn up to 7% off that new deal. And again, it's both for Cisco hardware that's out there along with our competitive hardware out in the market. So super exciting stuff.
That's good. We're committed
to it and excited to launch it here this week.
That's a great program.
Yeah.
Really nice. From the managed service perspective, what is Cisco up to?
Managed services are huge. Back to us expanding this route to market lens as we look toward the future, managed services hands down represents the largest route to market opportunity, both for Cisco and for our partners. It's a $113 billion TAM
for us,
and growing for us by 2025. If we look at kind of where that market sits today, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, it's a double-digit growth market in the industry. Cisco is outpacing that growth at double-digit growth ourselves. And what I can tell you, Don, and tell our partners is everything we're doing is with both our partners and how our partners can go manage our technology for their customers, from how we're designing the products to how we're building the offers to how we're helping package. And we've got a team of people both at the global level and at the theater level across Cisco whose full-time job is to ensure that we're sitting alongside our partners, making it easy and profitable for them to go build solutions around Cisco with their customers.
Where can our listeners find out more?
Yeah, we will share some URLs, but the best place to start is our partner portal on Sales Connect. A lot more info out there on everything we talked about today. Partner portal on Sales Connect is the one-stop shop. Perfect place to go. Yeah.
This is Don Witt with Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking from Channel Partners 2022 and speaking with Kristen Hogan. She is the
Vice President of Global Collaboration Partner Sales here at Cisco.
Perfect. Thank you.